The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Now, what has happened in America in terms of the Syrian withdrawal?
Well, in this country, the pressure against the president, the criticism of the president for his decision to withdraw has only become more and more intense. I mean, the former defense secretary, James Mattis, who led the Pentagon through the first 2 years of President Trump's administration, has told NBC today that this was, you know, he said, we've got to keep the pressure on ISIS so they don't recover. He said, we may want a war over. We may even declare it over. You can pull your troops out, as President Obama learned the hard way, out of Iraq, but the enemy gets the vote, as they say in the military.
Yeah.
In other words, they get to fight, and they get to ruin your.
Yes,
ruin
I mean the
plans.
Notion of not being the notion of not being the policeman of the world is a very valid notion. This most probably is the wrong place to start.
Well, exactly. I mean, nobody in this country would disagree with the idea that we need to stop being the world's policeman. But at the same time, you know, it rings very loudly in our ears when the official SDF spokesman—that's the Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurds—said today that the U.S. decision to stand aside as Turkey moves into Syria was shocking and unexpected, a huge mistake. He said, it seems the policy of the U.S. is to betray their friends and allies.
Yeah, well, that's what's being said. That's a very dangerous thing.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, powerful stuff. Not sure it's true, but nonetheless, that is the allegation he's going to have to face. Wildfires?
Well, we've got some good news. Firefighters are making some progress in this battle against what they call the Saddle Ridge Fire, which is burning in the northern San Fernando Valley. Thousands of people have had to evacuate their homes, but we have some cooler temperatures, got some winds coming from onshore now, which is good, and higher humidity levels, so that's helped the crews. It's by no means is it out. It's only 40% contained, but you know, it's an ongoing thing. Yeah. Now, what was interesting is this may have started by a power line that was not shut down.
But anyway, the shutting down of power lines is an extraordinary initiative. Just a quick one. We've heard all this rubbish before, but red meat. Now there's another story about red meat.
Yeah, they don't know.
No.
They don't know. The scientists are lost. Look, if they can't tell us whether or not we should stop eating red meat, why are they telling us that we got to be real careful with the globe itself?
That's correct. They keep telling us what climate's going to do in 5,327 years. Yeah, forget them. Good work, Harley.